The 100 with Andy Lee returns to Channel 9 and 9 Now, 9 p.m. tonight. Regular panellist from the show, Mike Goldstein, joins us this morning. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're going great. New season of the show. How much are you looking forward to it?
Man, I can't wait. I think we've ramped things up this season. We got great panellists, great guests, and great interviews with random people from all across Australia.
Love that. I really, really love this show because some stats can be pretty confronting, can't they? It really changes your opinion on the people around you.
Yeah. I mean, we're finding out things that, you know, I thought we'd kind of reached every element of society and found out everything we could. But We go deep this year. We're finding out about breakups. We found out 20% of Aussies break up with someone because they didn't like their partner's family, which is fascinating
wow.
to me. Because it's happened to me. I had a girl break up with me. She said I was too much of a mama's boy. I was so shocked. The breast milk shot out of my nose. So
that's hilarious. I'm kind of the same. My ex-partner, his family hated me. So we're all in the same boat there, aren't we?
Look at that. Yeah, I'm more used to my partner's family's not liking me. So it's crazy to go the other way. So, yeah. And then things like, I found this fascinating, that 50% of Google searches in Australia have never been searched before. So We're looking at some random stuff on the internet. I tried it. I looked up Scott Morrison nudes. And Google just asked if I was okay. So.
And the answer to that is no, you are not okay.
Exactly.
Let's move on back to the show. Any new additions this season?
Yeah, we got a new game called Couples Court where we get a couple up on the big screen and they're having like a quibble, a little disagreement about something. And we put it to the 100 to decide who is in the right.
Ooh.
And, yeah, such things as, you know, like one partner was eating too much food in the pantry and, like, not letting the other one get to it. And so he was clearly in the wrong, but just to be contrarian, you know, I threw my support behind him. So, yeah.
Awesome. That's going to be a cool one to see. And I assume, again, plenty of awesome special guests back to join you this year with the regulars like your Sophie Monk. I've seen Hamish on the ads. Any other big names popping up?
Yeah, Tom Gleason, Tommy Little, Luke McGregor, Becky Lucas is back for an episode. So, yeah, great comedians. And, yeah, Sophie does two episodes this season, and she's always great value and good to hang out with. So, yeah, can't wait.
She is absolutely hilarious. I love her. In stitches every time. And you and Andy, you have some really great banter. You
yes.
love joking with each other. I absolutely love your humor, man. Were you two really good mates before this?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. The way I met Andy was I trolled him on Twitter when he posted about he was doing that challenge where you hit a tennis ball over your house and you catch it on
yes.
the other side.
Yes.
And he did the video. He hits the tennis ball over his beachside mansion and then he catches it on the other side and falls into his infinity pool.
Oh, yeah.
And so I retweeted this and I was like, oh, this is something everyone can do, you know, just partake in this fun challenge, you know, and he loved that and he ended up coming on my podcast and we hit it off. And yeah, been hanging out ever since, and he got me involved in the show, and I'm happy being budget Hamish, so it's good fun.
Yeah,
love that.
I was just gonna say the brand new Hamish and Andy. It's Mike and Andy.
Yeah,
why not?
Exactly.
We'll sponsor it, man. We'll sponsor it.
Good stuff.
Hey, look, this show came about back in 2020 when, you know, the pandemic kind of hit us all.
Mm.
We see all of the 100 Aussies on the back screen during a Zoom call. Do you think that
yep.
now that the pandemic has kind of quieted down for now, that we will eventually see the show with a live studio audience?
Oh, fascinating. Because we have a live studio audience on one side, obviously reacting to everything, you know, over recording, and then the 100 people up on the screen. So to have, you'd almost be sandwiched by an audience, one that you talk to and then the other one you just ignore. So it would be a fascinating dynamic, and let's ignore this group of people and hope they still laugh and then just talk to these and interview this side. So, I mean, it could be, you know, maybe that's the way forward for the show, but, yeah, I'm happy to just ignore 100 people to my left and talk to 100 people on the right. So why not?
Well, yeah. Someone who's been a part of the 100 on the screen, I must say, it is absolutely an incredible experience to be able to just sit on Zoom and be a part of this TV show with some absolutely incredible celebrities and comedians. It's a real pinch yourself moment, and you really get to see all the behind the scenes. You guys make jokes with each other, and you just don't get to see that on television. It's a really cool experience.
Oh, great. Yeah, I didn't know you had been on the 100 before. You know, that's I hope it was a good episode and you had a good time. And we should have talked to you, really.
Well, actually, I was on one of the first episodes. I was on, like, the trial one that you did, and you guys did actually talk to me, and it was the four of us were up on the screen, and you had to guess which one of us seen a ghost. And I've got really long, thick dreadlocks, so everyone was kind of thinking, oh, yeah, this hippie gal, she's definitely seen the ghost. It was heaps of fun. I gotta
remember
say.
You.
Yes, that's me. So are you guys still filming?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Are you guys still filming? Is there a chance for people to be a part of the 100?
Yeah, there is. So I think get on the Instagram page and all the details are there. And then, yeah, I think you just shoot off an email and then, you can get on. And, you know, if you got a story like seeing a ghost or believing in aliens or you think COVID is a myth, you know, we want to talk to you.
Yeah, no, it was so much fun. I definitely recommend getting involved with that one. And look, before we go, I've got to ask, have you got any live shows on the way? I think I see you'll be in Manly in a couple Mondays' time, but any other Sydney shows coming up or any chance we can catch you live on stage doing your thing?
Yeah, so part of the Encore Manly Festival, so I think that's the 22nd of August. I'll be at the Old Manly Boat Shed with Alex Dyson and Marty Bright. And there's heaps of comedy and music going on for that festival, so yeah, make sure you get along to that. And then I'll be over in Perth for a run of gigs at the Comedy Lounge over there. Obviously, your listeners in Nowra probably don't give a shit about that at all, but, tell some family and friends.
Well, we'll keep an eye on your socials and everything like that to see where you end up next. The 100 returns tonight after the block on Channel 9 and 9 Now. Mike, thank you so much for your time this morning. Absolutely love what you're doing on the show, so just keep it up. Keep doing what you're doing.
Great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.